I'm going to continue on with the second part of our Mother's Day message. So up on the screen in a moment, you're going to have a copy of the passage we're going to be reading together, I think. Oh, okay, there we go. So girls, this is just for you. Guys aren't going to participate. I will participate as a guy, but I'm going to read Kathy's name even as she shares it back where she is sitting. So let's read this passage together. And remember, he's talking directly to you. This is one of the wonderful ways of coming to read the Word of God, to understand he has a specific message just for you, a reminder just for you as to if you read this early enough in the morning, then you might be taking something special with you into the world as you go to work, school, or taking kids off to where they need to be. So let's read this together. Ladies, Kathy, all right, besides Geraldine and me, let us read this aloud together, girls. Listen, I know there can be strength in your voices if you want to be heard. So let's put that strength in there, shall we, girls? All right, Kathy, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promises. So girls, as we move along from the first half of our Mother's Day message into the second half, I want you to be thinking about this, that you are very, very special. You know, artists have been putting you on canvases for centuries. You are amazing people. Think about how special you really are. I mean, we're talking about Mom's Day. Our focus is on moms last week. And this, the mere fact that life begins within you and you give birth to another person that shares your DNA. You are absolutely amazing. Amazing. He has promised never to leave you or forsake you, girls. Sometimes you think as a mom that I'm all by myself in this. You know, maybe dad's working too much. Maybe dad's abandoned the family. But girls, he's promised never to forsake you, never to leave you. He is with you always. Even to the end of the age, as Jesus said. And what he's speaking about is eternity. So girls, don't have Gary saying amen. You be saying amen. Do you understand, girls? Girls, some of you carry baggage from the past with you into all these years that you have been a mom. It has been years since you were hurt by someone or a group of someones. That's the past, girls. It's way in the past. Your Heavenly Father is absolutely nuts about you. He loves you. You know, those of us who are dads and have daughters, we know how very special our daughters are to us. And if they are so special to us as human dads, you can only but imagine, girls, moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, how very, very special you are to your Heavenly Father. Oftentimes you leave that somewhere, or you just think it's oh humdrum. No. I don't know how I can tickle you or give you chocolates or whatever it is that gets you to move into this marvelous relationship that your Heavenly Father wants you to understand He wants to have with you and how special you are to Him. So past events that you carry with you and you still hold them, you know, I did this, I'm a horrible person. You might have been a horrible person, but now you are the daughter of the Most High God. You're His daughter. And as I said, He's crazy about you. So having said that, I want to put some smiles on your faces, girls. So if you would show that video, please, gentlemen. And if you'd look towards the screen, girls. Compliments of Mrs. Pastor.
She's too busy for the White House. She's already responsible.
She's a mom. So, take out your message notes and let's pick up on page 2 at the bottom. We're looking at mom. Change your thoughts, change your mind. Where your focus goes, your energy flows, right? Yes. So, family, this is for all of us. It's the Word of God. But we're focusing on moms. We want to encourage moms. You know, the most important role a woman in the United States has is being a Christian mom. Your kids need a Christian mom. In the United States is woefully lacking. So girls, you are the saviors with a small s that our Heavenly Father has raised up in the United States. And your job isn't done when your kids hit teenage years, though you really want to have it done. When they become adults, young adults, and are sure that they know it all, listen attentively to what they have, because they'll soon figure out they don't know it all. But they need you very, very much to come alongside and be that Christian mom. So where I left off last week was three important reasons to manage your mind. To manage your mind. I'm told by psychologists and psychiatrists alike, women, they can think with both lobes of their brain at the same time. Whereas guys, we think with on one side of our brain, and then when it gets tired, we slip over to the other side. But girls are constantly going, and I think that's why you have migraines. You're constantly thinking. So the first reason to manage your mind, girls, is there at the bottom of page 2. Manage your mind because your thoughts control your life. Your thoughts control your life. So once again, last week we looked at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, and there it is again for you. Let's look closely again at it. Solomon, being led by God the Holy Spirit, he says in a fresh way with you this morning, girls, keep your heart with all vigilance. You remember from last week, it's red alert for you as a mom, red alert. What is coming into your family? What's coming that can be a bother, a hurt to your children? What must you be on alert for? Is it their music and the lyrics in their music? Do you need to take away that CD, sit down and talk with them about the lyrics and why it's so important to stop listening to what this message is that is being poured into your child's heart, your teenager's heart? Keep your heart, girls, with all vigilance. Be very attentive, ladies, for from it flow the springs of life. You'll recall the wellspring of life. If you're keeping your heart pure, if you have those morning times with the Lord, you're in the Word, and He's giving you the purity of His thoughts, and you're taking them into your mind and then into your heart. These things are going to purify your wellspring from which your actions come from. You want to work on keeping the wellspring of your life pure. Because if you allow the world to poison your wellspring, you know, watching certain movies, and you can watch movies all day long. Going to the movies, going to a particular show, you know, in your BC days, you liked a particular band, and their lyrics were absolutely antichrist. But now you think, I can still go back because I'm a Christian and I can, you know, like Ron eats fish. He eats the meat, he spits out the bones. Girls, don't go to these old musicians and listen to the same thing they were pushing before, Satan's stuff. They're antichrists. There are magazines that you want to read, and they can make a difference as to how you look at the world. I made mention last week, I mean, it breaks my heart as a father of daughters. I mean, I used to have to send one particular daughter back upstairs and have her change her clothes as she was thinking she was going out with the girls. No, she isn't going to dress a particular way. I mean, little girls today don't know. They just don't know. But mom knows, and mom lets her kids grow like dress like these pop stars that are wearing next to nothing on stage. And the little girls are allowed to watch them. And they are their heroes. We've got to be careful, mom, grandma, as to what we're going to let come into the minds of our little girls, because our thoughts control our minds. So keep your heart with all vigilance, and from it flows the springs of life, your attitudes, etc. So make sure you have this time away with the Lord. and let him fill your heart, your wellspring, so that your actions mirror that of a very gracious and loving brother you have, a Redeemer, the Savior, the Son of God, that during your day, you're growing in a process of sanctification and becoming more like him. Your action step, girls, is be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Get it? Good. I'm so glad that you're a part of this, Gary. The second reason to manage your mind, moms, is manage your mind because the mind is the battleground for sin. The battleground for sin. The fact is this, and here's your fill-in. All temptation happens in the mind. In the mind. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the Roman church family and to you this morning, girls, beginning in verse 21 of chapter 7, he says, "So I find it to be the law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God, in my inner being, in my new creation. But I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." When he speaks about his members, he's talking about his body. His body. So look at the text, and I'm going to unpack it in a little bit different way. Paul is saying, you know, I'm no different from any other human being on the face of the earth. I am a sinner saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And mom, so are you if you've been born again. He says, I love to do what Father God's will is. That's what he's saying here. So far as my new nature is concerned, but there is something else deep within me. His new nature. When he came to faith in the Lord Jesus, just as we did, by God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, through our confession and our repentance of sin, and having received the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives. He's talking here about this new nature, the new creation. You can see more about that in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 and verse 17. There he was telling the Corinthian church family and girls, he's sharing this again with you. He says, if you are a new creation, if anyone is a new creation in Christ, he or she, for that matter, is a new creation. The old has passed away. All those sins of the past, they're gone. He's never going to use them again against you. He isn't holding one back in a pocket and going to say at some point in your new life in Christ and go, ah, remember this one? You know, we do that. I've sat so often with ladies, and they do it a lot. Not so much the guys, but ladies, I just want to encourage you. It's been forgiven. It's done. He will never, ever use it against you if you are born again. It's gone. Stop using it against yourself. Because sometimes your kids end up being verbally picked on because you're all upset about what happened in the past. Let it go. Please let it go. Your children don't deserve it, whatever their ages may be, or anyone else that may find themselves being picked on when they haven't done anything wrong. But you've got a past that you keep bringing forward. Let it stay in the past, girls. Let it go. He loves you unconditionally. Unconditionally. So as he's telling us this morning, he told the Corinthian church, the old has passed away. But then he says, behold, new things have come. Promises that he's made you that you find here in the Word of God. This wonderful love letter, if you will manage your deep personal experience with the Lord, if you haven't created that time with him every day, please stop putting it off. Create this time where he can sit with you and you with him, and he can love on you through these words that he's given us. They are there. They are active. They are alive for you as a mom, as a stepmom. They're there for you as a grandmom, as an auntie. Spend time with him. Be immersed in his words with him. But Paul is saying there's something that's deep within him. In his lower nature, he's talking about. You know, our old man, as it's called, was crucified with Christ. That means it's dead. But the Greek has another term here, particularly that Paul uses quite often. It's called sark, and it means flesh, our fleshliness. Our fleshliness has not been saved. So it's still there, and it still wants to do what it used to do. It wants the sin. But we have God the Holy Spirit living in us. You have the third person of the Trinity, girls, living in you, and he's all powerful. His power hasn't been divided up between himself and God the Father and God the Son. He is every bit as powerful as Abba is. He is every bit as powerful as God the Son, our Lord Jesus, is. And he lives in you, and you can have victory over the sark. You just need to say, I want victory over it. Say no to sin in the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Remember, you're his sanctuary. He lives in you. My goodness, how special you are, mom. Stepmom. Grandmom. Auntie. Sure, even a great grandma, a great great grandma if we have one. If that was Jackie, then there is a question. All right, let's keep people's names out of it. I confess I should not have mentioned Jackie, but I did. So unpacking this verse a little bit more, you know, you can win the fight over the sin in your flesh, ladies. You can do that. You don't have to cave in to sin and be a slave to it. No, you don't. You are a daughter of the Most High God. He has great plans for you. You are this new creation. You know, so many in the church over the centuries have forgotten that they're this new creation. Paul had to not only write to the Corinthian church family about this, but he wrote to all the churches of Galatia, because in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 15, he talks again about you being the new creation in Christ Jesus. So one of the reasons why I believe girls, moms, grandmoms, great-great-great-grandmoms, why you get mentally fatigued is because I didn't catch Jackie again. The reason you get so fatigued mentally, I believe the reason why you have so many headaches at times is because your brain is your greatest asset and the evil one wants to do whatever he can to destroy your greatest asset. And so you think about the negatives. I've taught for a long time that it's so important for us to get rid of the ants in our lives, those automatic negative thoughts. We need to let them go, because all they do is injure you. They just hurt you. And oftentimes when you're not feeling well because of a bad headache, then that comes across to the kids. It may come across to your hubby as well. But you're the one with the headache, and you're the one that's been just overworking your brain. So spend some time, more time, with the Lord Jesus and let him work on that peace I'll talk about in just a little bit. So your action step, girls. Present yourselves as a living sacrifice. Don't come before the Lord as that Old Testament sacrifice, dead. Bring yourself as a living sacrifice. Someone who loves the Lord Jesus Christ so much. As a living sacrifice. Each day during your DPE, your deep personal experience time, and fill your mind with the Word of God. Fill your mind with the Word of God. If Christians would merely be doing more of that, we would make a greater difference in God's plan in the world, and especially in our homes. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, girls, Paul says, do nothing. Do absolutely nothing from selfish ambition, that which brings contention home between you and the kids. Do nothing that causes strife. Work against that, mom. You can sit down with dad, if you have a dad in the home, and sit and talk about a strategy. What can be done so that things work out much better between you, mom, and the kids, whatever their age is. And it'll be a good strategy for dad too, I'm sure. Do nothing from selfish ambition, mom, or conceit. You know, some of the biggest problems we see in the home, mom, is your pride. When your pride comes up against dad's pride, we have two strong sinners. And all that does is bring hurt and pain into your relationship, not just with dad, but with the kids. Because the kids are prideful as well. It is a major sin that upsets the home. So do nothing, he says. Maybe something? No, he said do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, pride. But in humility, humility is supposed to be a Christian virtue. Count others more significant than yourself, mom. Count others as more. Well, I've been doing this since this kid was born. I had to find some way that someone could watch this kid so I could go take a bath. Well, I remember those days, at least hearing about them, because I was at work. I mean, Kath wanted so much to be able to take a relaxing bath, and she had two daughters, little daughters, but nonetheless, Ronnie couldn't go into the bath with her, so she gave Ronnie to his two sisters. They're both sitting on their trundle beds. Now, Ronnie's just, I don't know. He's still a baby. He just maybe a week old, maybe less. And the girls are crazy about their brand new brother. They like playing with him like he's a doll. So she entrusts this brand new baby boy who would be a hellion in their lives years later. And she was able to get her bath. And she came out, and with horror, she looks at her daughters, and mine too, and she, where's your brother? And they both look at each other and to her, and they don't know. Ronnie can't roll, he can't walk. Where is he? Slipped between the two mattresses was on the floor, and he is having a great time just laying down there. Count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his, or in this case, her own interests, but also to the interests of others. This means we have to turn away from pridefulness. This means we have to remember to be lowly girls. I know our culture says, no, no, you lead, you're the boss. You know, you do what you want to do. You're a mother. You're a wonderful person that God has raised up to bear his image. And he's made it clear, not just to you, this passage is written to all human beings, especially his sons and daughters. And we're looking at it for a mother's perspective. But also to the interests of others, he says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. You don't even have to develop this. All you have to do is call it forth, girls, because you already have it. You have the mind of Christ in you. It's like, how many times before I figured it out, that You ask the Lord, give me patience. But then you're upset because he gives you things to test your patience, and you get mad again because you don't want to bring forth that patience. But the fruit of the Spirit is patience. So you already have it. You just need to decide, I'm going to bring it forth in the power of God the Holy Spirit, whom I've been getting to know so wonderfully, richly, lovingly, forgivingly well during my deep personal experience with him every day. So manage your mind because your thoughts control your life. Manage your mind because the mind is the battleground for sin. And thirdly, manage your mind because it is the key to peace and happiness. It is the key to peace and happiness. The fact is this, here's your fill-in. An unmanaged mind leads to tension. It leads to tension. A managed mind leads to tranquility. An unmanaged mind leads to conflict. A managed mind leads to confidence. An unmanaged mind leads to stress. A managed mind leads to strength, security, and confidence, or serenity, excuse me, serenity. When you do not try to control your mind the way you direct your thoughts, you will have an enormous amount of stress in your life. The Bible teaches us in Romans 8:6. Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. So we need to watch our mind. Remember what Solomon taught us. Red alert, red alert. Be aware of your surroundings. Be attentive to what's going on. Can this upset me? Should it upset me? And should I be nasty and scream and so forth? No. But red alert, be attentive. What should my action be? What should proceed out of the wellspring of life? Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And so, Mom, I encourage you, choose life and peace for yourself today. In Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9, the Holy Spirit, he speaks to us all, but he says, Mom, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, Mom, rejoice. Rejoice. Let your reasonableness, your epikais, let your epikais, your gentleness, your graciousness be known to everyone. This is what your Abba Father is asking of you as his Christian daughter. The Lord is at hand. Obviously, he's living in you. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I would encourage you, girls, memorize this. I'll tell you what, since my wife has bought you off with chocolates, you memorize this and you come and share it with me, and the very next Sunday, I will give you chocolate.
Hallelujah.
You memorize it. If my wife can get, do you know, guys, gentlemen, they're memorizing scripture. Are you fellas in the men's Bible study memorizing scripture? I don't think so. Are they, teacher Eugene? Hint, hint. I'm not going to give you coffee. I'll give you a swatch of tape or something. But girls, memorize this. It's very important. Just as being a woman, it's important. You're a mom, a stepmom, a grandmom, a great-great-great-grandmom, or an auntie. Memorize this. You come share it with me. What is my wife having to do? Just memorize two words? Memorize, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything. You know, that verse there? All of 6 and 7? Is that, honey, you didn't get them to do that? You gave them something easy? They do that? Okay. All right, there's the challenge, and I expect there are women who are going to take me up on it. I'm going to chocolatize you. And the peace of God, you do this, girls, and the peace, the eirene of God, the kind of peace that comes when people don't expect there to be peace. Eirene peace is during not only the best of times, but particularly the worst of times, because you belong to Him. He's going to bring you this kind of peace. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Guard your hearts. Remember? Red alert, red alert. Guard your hearts and your minds. All part of that wellspring of life. You want it pure. You want it to be arrowhead water, you know. Not that polluted stuff with vitamin B and C or something. Put it in. Finally, brothers, it says here, but this morning, moms, whatever is true, meaning not a lie, whatever is honorable, meaning reputable, whatever is just, meaning righteous, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things, because the things you think about are the way you're going to be shaped. Think about these things, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, not Ron, Paul. Practice these things. Practice them. That means you do it. You do it often. You bring it forward and do it again and again, because it's going to make a wonderful difference in your life. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Get it? Good. You've got action steps there. Three questions to fill out. So I leave it to you, girls. I leave it to your mom, great, 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 great grandmom, to you, stepmom. I leave it to you, girls. Be the example in the home. Be that already beautiful. But now, be that beautiful Christian woman in the home. I'm going to ask it again. Get it? Good. Let's pray. Father, Thank you. Thank you so very much for moms. Oh, I thank you for my mom. How I thank you for Kathy's mom. Oh, I thank you for my stepmoms. What a group of characters. Well, what tremendous people. The way they watched over us, brought us into the world, took care of us, fed us, got us to the doctor when we needed to be there. Thank you for moms, Father. Thank you so very much. Thank you for giving them your heart to be examples to the kids that are raised in the home. We are so very grateful for loving all of us unconditionally, having forgiven all of us through the work of your precious Son on the cross. Oh, Father, thank you for those that heard the Word of God this last week through folks who make up our church family. We're so grateful that we're being told that there was a party in heaven for the one that prayed to receive your Son as his or her Lord and Savior. This has been a sweet time. So, Father, as we go away, may we demonstrate to you how much we love you through our obedience. And it's in Jesus' name we make this prayer. Amen.